You know, I've started three times. Let me start another time. You know, it's always great. I'm here on the Wall Street Shuffle with me, Dan Kofall, and you, Danny Stewart, and you, the listeners, to have friends like Peter Schiff and to have Magombo Guru. And Magombo and Peter kind of sort of have the same approach on gold. Peter came out today and said gold is likely to reach $5,000 an ounce. Magombo is a little bit more optimistic than that because he won't even name a figure. He'll just laugh and say, at some point in time, people are going to look at $5,000 and go, I remember that. Magombo, my good friend, how are you?
Oh, fine. How are you doing, Dan?
I could not be any better. Always great talking with you. All right. Schiff is in for $5,000 an ounce, and he's talking about that being pretty coming up fairly soon. Do you I'm got to ask you again, are things developing the way you expect them to, and will gold reach 5,000?
Oh, gold surely reached 5,000. I don't know if there's any question about that. It's just a timetable. Will it be this week or next week or a couple of months from now?
if somebody were to say to you, what do you think the outside is for gold? Now, forget about 5,000 or 10,000. Those are just numbers to people, and we don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
But we do know that the linking of the dollar and gold, when they cut that link back in the early 70s, went off the gold standard, created the mess that we're in today.
Right.
And there's no disputing that unless you happen to be a Keynesian. Then you're going to go, oh, that going off the gold standard made it easier for us to manage. Well, there's no constraint on the currency. There's no constraint on printing. There's no constraint on monetizing the debt. So the question is this. How fast are we escalating to a point that that even the people who are manipulating the price of gold will lose control of that manipulation?
You know, it's got to be within a year or two at the outside. It just seems impossible that it could be levitated any more than that. I mean, golly, this is getting to be crazy here. I mean, Bernanke is basically on record as saying between the lines, of course there's going to be lots and lots more quantitative easing type programs. There's nothing else they can do. They got to create money like it's going out of style, and that means prices are going to go up, which means gold goes up.
And you know what concerns me the most is as prices go up with inflation in of itself, you're going to love this, at the time it happens can be an okay thing for people. It's when hyperinflation kicks in and there's that weird point in time that inflation no longer is just inflation. It becomes hyperinflation and self-propagating. But the big concern I have is that while we're suffering normal everyday 10, 20, 30% inflation, that wages aren't going to keep up with that. Because people have to at least be in a position, and when they get to hyperinflation, to have taken advantage of the rather controlled inflationary period to get rid of the debt that burdened them. If they can do that with the right timing, inflation can help people before hyperinflation sets in. Am I just way off base?
Who told you that?
I don't have anybody to talk to me, Magombo, so these are all my own ramblings.
It just doesn't happen that way. for one thing, they've got to borrow money to pay off the old money, and so they're constantly going farther and farther in debt, and exponentially so. I owe $100, let's say.
Right.
And now suddenly interest rates are going through the roof and it's $1,000. Well, how much can you borrow to pay off that $100? Well, I mean, you're paying 1,000% interest on $100 to pay off that $100. You just cannot pay off your debt with inflation. It just don't work that way.
What you're saying is, no matter whether the inflation is small and grows relatively slowly until it hits hyperinflation, the speed of the growth of inflation doesn't matter, that anybody who has debt is still going to be crushed.
Everybody, because they have to borrow the money to pay off the old debt at the cheaper prices. So, that's the way it is. You just don't get something for nothing. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
So if the debt stays constant, I got to get this out here because you know how much I respect you here.
Uh-huh.
If the debt stays constant,
uh-huh.
And I, uh-huh.
Well, first, let's first go there. How is that possible?
Well, let's say that I owe $100,000 on my house.
Okay.
Well, the debt is always constant. Depression or inflation, that debt's
okay.
Still $100,000. Now, if wages go up and there's real, let's say, 30% a year rise in wages,
yeah,
then you'll have more dollars, but you'll still have $100,000 worth of debt.
Yeah.
So theoretically, if you were really, really smart and you save some of those extra dollars, even though an apple is going to increase three times, everything else is going to increase and your salary is going to increase. Well, you should have money at the end to pay off that $100,000. It might become an insignificant amount. You don't think I'm close on that?
Well, where did all the money go? All the money's gone. You're paying the inflation penalty no matter what.
Right.
I mean, apples were net once three for a buck, and now they're $300 a piece. Okay, the houses are cheap, but houses are going to go up in price. And so, there's just nothing. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Well, houses will go up.
It's not going to happen.
Houses will go up in price, but the mortgage on my house, if I want to pay off the mortgage, $100,000 might be used to start a fire.
You won't have $100,000 left with that kind of inflation. Supposing back when hamburgers from McDonald's were 15 cents, a guy that had no money could get something to eat for 15 cents.
Right.
Today, you go to McDonald's, the guy with no money goes to McDonald's, and he's got to pay at least, a buck and a half, $2 for a hamburger?
Sure.
But which one is he better off? Where is he better off? I just don't see where inflation has helped anybody. You basically say your house went down in value. I mean, your house stayed constant on the mortgage, but all these other prices went up. And somehow, after you paid all these other prices, gasoline at $50 a gallon, insurance at $300,000 a year, you're going to have money left over to pay for your house. And it's going to need fixing up and all that stuff. And I'm telling people buy houses think they're going to be better off. They're not. Your dishwasher is going to give out. Your air conditioner is going to poop. The roof is going to need replacing. Those things cost up to $20,000 a piece.
You may now know that we no longer encourage sponsors that suggest you go out and buy houses for investments to advertise on this show.
Well, that's good.
Well, yeah, and so I think put into context, I think I know where you're coming from. Most importantly, like Danny and I have always said, inflation occurs instantly. The only thing that truly keeps up with inflation is gold and silver because they are a currency equivalent. Your income doesn't keep up with the rate of inflation. Your tips, Treasury inflated,
no,
protection
don't.
Security,
no,
they
don't.
Because they're reset every year, but 9 months after a year. So they're, 9, 12, 21 months behind on their reset. Almost everything that is affected by inflation is affected after the inflation has already occurred. So the greater the rate of inflation, you can be wiped out in a year with Treasury inflated with tips. The value of tips can go to nothing. And people say, that can't happen. Sure it can happen.
Sure it can happen, and it will happen. I got news for you people. These kind of things are going to happen. It's mathematically required. There's no way around adding and subtracting of numbers. So that's just the way it's going to work out. That's the way it's always worked out. All the way through time, all the way through history, for thousands of years, bankrupted government basically went through all these shenanigans and doing all these things, trying to save themselves, and it never worked, and hyperinflation killed everybody. The currency disappeared, and everybody had to start over.
All right, do you think there's any chance, and I'm going to ask you this because I'll ask you this almost every week because we are getting bombarded with this question. Do you think there's any chance the Federal Reserve does not continue to monetize at a faster rate and print money?
They will continue to create more and more money at a faster and faster rate. They have no choice except to go down in history as the people that ruined it for everybody. People are going to look for scapegoats. If they do tighten up and the economy falters and the economy falls like it will, then they're going to be blamed for doing the wrong thing. They're not going to do that kind of. They don't want to go in history down in history as the guy that caused the greatest depression of the world.
And especially since Ben's been trying to convince us over the last 5 or 6 years that he now has completely figured out the depression of the 30s, and had he been in charge, there would have been no depression because he would have handled monetary policy differently. But now that he's in charge, nothing to worry about here. He will not go down in history as the person who led the country into the world's biggest depression. Let me bring Danny in here real quick. He's writing me notes, and I cannot understand his notes.
Well, Magambo, I want to ask the same question I always close with when I interview you. If you only have $10,000 and you got to go with gold, silver, or oil, which one are you going to pick?
Yeah, still got to stay with silver. Got to stay with silver. I mean, I wish I had more. Why don't you send me that $10,000? I'll show you what I do with it.
I like the way Danny says, every time I close with you, I ask that question. Danny, do you know how far back Magombo and I go on that question? Yes.
70s?
I'll tell you, if you're not buying silver, something is wrong with you. The fundamentals, the technicals, everything. Everything. This is the most no-brainer of an investment probably of the whole century.
No need to go off the rail here. So tell me
well,
what
you know, I hate to be so subdued like this, but I'm trying to rein in my enthusiasm.
All right, brother. We're going to keep our eye on the world. I think the world is changing. I think people are – I don't think people understand how quickly things are evolving and can evolve and go from good to bad very quickly. I honest to goodness think even very smart people maybe don't see the world quite the same way you and I do. But I think we're on the realistic rail. I think everybody else is on the delusional rail. Just call me.
They're going to soon think like us, and or they're going to wish they had.
There you go, my good friend. You are one of the nicest guys I know, and you're one of the smartest guys I know, and you're one of the best writers that I know.
Thank you very much, Dad.
All right, brother. You take care. We'll have you back on next week, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
We're going to be back in just a minute, and we are going to have with us Scott Paul, I think. Yes, Shane, or no Shane? No, we're not getting Scott Paul. Therefore, Danny and I are going to come back, and we would love to take your calls on anything that we've talked about. 877-326-3255. Call in. Stay tuned.